Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Big weekend ahead. Des Cahill's here.
It's a huge weekend ahead. Starting in the early hours of tomorrow morning, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, they've weighed in for their world title fight in New York. Serrano on the 136-pound limit. Katie, 135.8 pounds. Now, the fight is on Netflix. It's believed each fighter will earn around $6 million. Serrano may get a bit more.
It means a lot more people here are going to see it than the last year.
That it's on Netflix, yeah, absolutely. Now, what time is it on that people are going to wonder? It depends. It's the last of eight fights, so if the first one ends after two rounds, and if the second one ends after... So, but it'll be 2 a.m.
Actually, it's too hot to be sleeping.
2 a.m.-ish, yeah. Well, anyway, we'll be there. But if there's hype here, this was the hype at the weigh-in in New York.
And what a great privilege it is to speak to, in my opinion, the greatest of all time. I see the tricolor all over this great place, Katie. The relationship that you have with your country, the support that they give you, it looks like we're next door to the Three Arena. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in sport. They're no doubt watching back home on Netflix as well. What do you want to say to all the Irish fans in attendance and all the Irish fans watching back home in Ireland?
Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I just can't wait to put on a showcase tomorrow night. You guys have been with me through the highs and lows of sport, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I love you all, and I'll see you all tomorrow night.
Two very close fights. You fought 20 rounds. What is the official prediction for tomorrow night?
Well, the official prediction is going to be another iconic night. We've put on two iconic fights already. Amanda's a fantastic champion. We have a lot of respect towards each other. And we're just feel so honored to be headlining such an amazing card. This is the highlight of my career. So tomorrow night we're going to put it all on the line again. We're going to give it our all. And it's going to be another epic fight. So tune in.
We cannot wait. She is the patron saint of the Emerald Isle. The greatest of all time, Katie Taylor.
Just saying, I'd love that job. In soccer news, St. Pat's began their Europa Conference League campaign with a narrow 1-0 home win against Hegelmann of Lithuania. Aidan Keane scored a late penalty after Pats had dominated the game but missed a host of chances. Paul Curry joins us now. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Des.
Missed chances on Pats, they're kind of going hand in hand lately.
Yeah, they certainly do. And it was vitally important that they got that win last night, Des. I mean, my biggest concern was the fact that they headed into that game with no wins in their last six matches. And to be fair to Stephen Kenny's side, I thought they showed really good perseverance to just find a way to get over the line. And for Aidan Keane, a man who hadn't scored a huge amount in the last couple of weeks, he stepped up and put the penalty away very well. So listen, we shouldn't underplay any sort of win in European competitions for Irish sides, but I think the general feeling for Stephen Kenny and for St. Pat's, and you could probably say the same for Joey O'Brien and Shells, is that it potentially could have and should have been more. I mean, they knocked on the door quite a lot in the first half, created a good few chances, and on another night, the one or two to fall to Mason Melia, he maybe puts one of them away. They go on and score a second, and it becomes a more comfortable night. So listen, it's good win. It's good to go to Lithuania with something in your back pocket and the fact that you have a lead there. But I think the overall feeling, Des, is that maybe they could have been heading there with a bit more of a cushion.
Similar to Shell, so they each take a 1-0 win into their second legs in Europe. Should League of Ireland clubs now be getting past this stage, in your view?
I think so, based on the levels of the sides that we saw during the week. We have to remember, you know, with Linfield, they're still very much in pre-season mode. I thought Shells were one or two gears above Linfield on the night. And same again for Pats last night. Like, these are rounds that we should be going through based on the level of the opposition that they're facing. That said, Des, it's no gimme next week. We know with European games, they can be delicate leads. Anything could happen, a moment of magic or individual error or sending off. So there'll be hairy moments, I've no doubt, for Shells and for St. Pat's. But I think based on kind of the levels of the sides that we've seen, I'd be disappointed if both teams didn't get through.
All right, Paul, thanks for joining us.
It's their first win in a long time, Des.
Pat's, yeah. That's the point Paul's making there, that it might give
first
them a
goal
boost.
In a long time.
Well, because of that win, there are just two games in the Premier Division tonight because they were all involved. Bowes and Galway meet at Daly Mount. Waterford and Cork City also meet. The host nation, Switzerland, scored a last-gasp goal to salvage a one-all draw with Finland that sent them through to the quarterfinals and sent poor old Finland home heartbroken. Norway topped that group after beating Iceland 4-3. In cycling, arguably the best performance of the year in Irish sport, Ben Healy claiming a memorable Tour de France stage win, an aggressive, highly impressive ride, peeling away in a solo attack to take victory and making it a terrific day all round for Irish cycling. Eddie Dunbar snatched fourth on the line, having been part of the breakaway all day. In Gaelic Games team news, two changes on the Kerry team for tomorrow's All-Ireland semi-final clash with Tyrone. Mike Breen returns at centre-back for the injured Tom O'Sullivan. Micheál Burns comes in for Mark O'Shea at wing forward. Paddy Clifford named on the bench alongside Tadhg Morley, Paul Gainey and Tony Brosnan. We'll preview the football later in the programme. Now, at tennis, it's men's semi-final day at Wimbledon. Carlos Alcaraz meets Taylor Fritz and Jannik Sinner takes on Novak Djokovic. We will have a new women's champion tomorrow after Iga Swiatek and America's Amanda Anisimova came through the semi-finals. Swiatek only lost two games in beating the Olympic champion Belinda Bencic, and Anisimova stunned the world number one and title favourite Aryna Sabalenka in three sets. In golf, Leona Maguire goes into day two of the Evian Championship in France as joint leader, boosted by that fantastic round of 65 yesterday. And at the Scottish Open, Rory McIlroy birdied the final three holes, leaving him four shots off the pace. Paddy Harrington is five back. In racing, El Cordobés gave William Buick his 2000th British winner in the Princess of Wales Stakes at Newmarket. That big meeting continues today, and the action at home is at Kilbeggan and Cork, Jackie.